I'm here joined with head men's soccer coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Ben McCray. And Coach, really exciting times as you guys are amping up for regional tournament play and postseason play. And just want to talk to you about a little bit, you know, what has your team been really good at this season, and why have you been successful?
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. I appreciate it. I think it's been a good season for us so far. We've been, you know, a little unlucky sometimes, but, you know, I think when you look back at what we've done well, we're a team that plays out of the back, very comfortable in possession, good ball players, technical, and I think our movement's been good. So, you know, we've been very successful at keeping the ball, short, sharp passes, in and around the box. And, you know, we've won some crucial games, two against Marshalltown, two against Hills. So it's been a decent season for us, and you know, when you're ranked in the top 10, I think things are looking good for the future.
Absolutely. And you know, you guys have had many AAC athletes of the week this season. You know, that's huge for your program. What can you say about these honors and the young men that have been represented?
Yeah, I think they thoroughly deserve them. I think, you know, the players that have received them have had outstanding weeks. It's not every day that the same player shows up, which, you know, it shows the depth that we've got in our squad. And every single game you go into, you need different players to step up, and we've had that throughout the season. I think, you know, when you look back at the athletes of the week, we haven't had the same athlete three or four times. It's been all different athletes that have been getting the honors. So it's normally the ones that have done well on the statistical side, scoring goals, having assists, making great saves. We're delighted to have those athletes, and we're delighted that they've been spread around, because it shows our depth, and hopefully bodes as well for the future.
The Lakers finished the regular season 8-3. You know, talk to us about the season and what the Lakers are focusing in on as you move into postseason play.
Yeah, the focus is thoroughly on our game on Saturday on Marshalltown. You know, the way that the season's been, you know, and everybody's in the same boat, so I'm not making any excuses, but we haven't had any practice time. We literally have played every 3 days, so it's a lot of rest, recuperation. This is the first week we've had since the start of the season that we've actually been able to work on some things. So we're delighted to be able to get outside in some good weather and to finally get the chance to work on some things. Our focus is really about what it's going to take to win the game Saturday, break down Marshalltown, break down their strengths, their weaknesses, and focus on what's going to give us the best outcome for Saturday.
Yeah, and the Lakers earned the 2 seed in the ICCAC regional tournament and will host the 3 seed, Marshalltown, on Saturday, May 15th. You know, Coach, talk to us a little bit about this matchup and what you expect to see.
It's never easy playing a team for the third time, and that's, you know, we're not underestimating them. They're an outstanding team. They took the number one team in the nation to a draw earlier in the season. They've got great athletes, and they know how to play as a team. We've played them twice already. We won the first game 3-0, won the second game, I think it was 5-1, but that does not mean that it's a given, for sure. It's going to be an outstanding match. It's going to be a tough, tough game. When it comes to playoffs, it's anyone's game. Anyone can perform on the day. So we've got to be at our best come Saturday, and you know, we're going to have to put our chances away. We're going to have to defend really well. We're going to have to play as a team, and if we can do those things well, I think we'll get the result Saturday.
Awesome, Coach. Well, best of luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ashley.